Well, hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington.
And I am Bill Knight. Yes, it is another day, and every new day brings all these little nuggets of...
we'll just stop it at that, all right? Yeah, it is an interesting day. You had a story, and it was so new, I couldn't find it. And I do a lot of research, and literally it...
it's a shame when I actually find something you don't already have, you know?
I know. But tell us what the story is, Bill, and we can talk about it.
Well, basically, Letitia James, the Attorney General in New York, the story read, the headline is, she gets her wish... Her day in court with the Trump trio,
right?
You know, on July 15th. Now, there are conditions, but the way the story goes, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, she's got her chance to, you know, sit there and depose him. Well, maybe so, maybe not. You know, you are going against the Hillary clan up there in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But there's another appeal.
Well, there are conditions to this whole process, this whole testimony. The testimony would not start on the date if a New York State appeals court issues a stay of the judge's order that the Trumps must answer questions under oath by investigators for Attorney General Letitia James. Meaning, I guess the date is for July 15th?
July 15th, that's what they're saying.
But it's not, it's tentative.
It's not etched in stone by a burning bush in New York.
Yes, it is. I guess he has an appeal into a judge's decision. One of the judges said, well, no, you have to testify. And the president said, no, I don't think I have to, but I'll appeal it and we'll see what happens. So he agreed to testify under the condition that he doesn't win his appeal. If he wins his appeal, then he doesn't have to testify. All bets are off.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, this is all about just costing Mr. Trump a lot of money. Of course, you know, the witch hunt that's going on tonight.
Yeah.
And finally, they admitted it. You know, this big production they're doing tonight that's produced by, never mind. But either way, they said, you know, we can't indict the guy. We're not going to be able to indict the guy, but we can bankrupt him. And that's what attorneys do when they got nothing on you. They run up your bank account.
Yes. See, the federal government has all the money they need. They can.
Yeah.
Ask General Flynn. They bankrupt him just about.
Yeah, they got all the money they need because you, the Trump supporter, unfortunately, we're funding this. You, me, Jim, even the Democrats, we're all funding it whether we want it or not.
This thing tonight, this January 6th committee presentation, it's being produced by the former president of ABC News, and it's being done as a television show. It's being done as a dramatic presentation. And when you watch it tonight, understand something. There's not one person on that podium, on that panel, on that group, on that committee, who will be representing the president in his side of the story. You know, you may say, well, wait a second, it has Kessinger, whatever his name is. It has Liz Cheney on it. No, these are people who are on the other side. They may have an R behind their name, but trust me, they are supporters of the Democrats and their position. They want to see the worst for Trump.
You know, I got a full list. I'm not going to go through it right now. Actually, it's only a quarter page, but... Of the Republicans that did back to January 6th, they're all woke. Many have resigned. Yes, Liz Cheney is the big blowhard on there, along with another one by the name of Mitt Romney. You know, you need to remember that at the polls. And you know, the big blowout that the Democrats got have got them shaking in their boots right now because they just realized with the primaries, they're getting shellacked. And Joe Biden's poll numbers, in all 50 states, he couldn't even get on the ballot. His numbers are that bad in popularity, Republican, Democrat, and Independent. He couldn't even run for dog catcher.
I heard that there's another reason why they want this presentation to succeed tonight. It's not a matter of presenting one side versus another. They want to be able to indict President Trump before November. They want to be able to embarrass.
They can't. They're not going to be able to. So it's about costing money.
Well, no, they might be able to indict him. It's like suing somebody. You can sue a ham sandwich, right? I mean, they might be able to indict President Trump and embarrass him. Now, the thing is, they got to be able to prove what they're indicting him for. They have to be able to prove that he did something wrong on January 6th. As it stands right now, it doesn't appear that he has in the eyes of most people.
Yeah, but what they're going to do, you know, when he was impeached, they used the Russian collusion thing, which we all now know is a lie, mm-hmm. but they used a lie to indict him. And, you know, they're bringing that story back around. They keep bringing it up as if it was never proven
to be a
lie.
How true. They talk about it, Bill, like it is unproven fact. We've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, and I say we, the president's side, has proven that it was a lie.
And Hillary had to pay a fine. Now, they slapped her in the wrist. Well, Hillary, you are guilty. This is serious stuff. You got to pay a $1,500 fine.
So what do they do to the liar, the chief liar of that impeachment, Russia hoax, Adam Shifty Shift? Well, tonight on this panel, you will see him in a prominent position, once again, looking directly into the camera, and I'm sure, lying.
You know, if you go back the past 10 to 15 years, it is the same cast of Democrats doing the same lies over mm-hmm. and over and over again. Even when it's their party in control in office and they made some boo-boos, well, you know, it's big business. Well, you know, it's the Republicans. Well, you know.
It's funny you should say that. It's funny you should say that. Oh, Let's boy. Go back to 2018.
Uh-oh.
Get into the time capsule and go back to 2018. Chuck Chuckles Schumer,
woo-hoo.
The senator from New York, he's yes. always there. There isn't a camera that he doesn't love. If you break out a TV camera, he's there. But back in 2018, he got up in front of the world, and he criticized President Trump. You found this, Bill. He criticized President Trump for his position on oil. Oh, the oil prices. Oh, the American people. And I just thought it was so ironic to hear him saying what he's saying here. And what's happening to us today? This is Chuck Chuckles Schumer in 2018.
President Trump can take action today to help alleviate the pain at the pump for Americans. It's time for this president to stand up to OPEC on behalf of the forgotten man and woman he promised to remember. He's pallying around with the Saudis and UAE and all these other oil-rich countries. Why doesn't he ask them to lower their prices so that the prices at the pump can be lower? We haven't heard a peep from him on this subject. It's time for the president to buck his oil executive buddies who cash in when oil prices are high and stand up for working Americans. And remember, this is the same president who tweeted multiple times that President Obama was to blame for rising gas prices. So what is he going to do now that he's in charge? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. At least so far. Unfortunately, President Trump and his administration are clearly committed to helping pad the pocket of corporate executives and wealthy shareholders. They get huge tax breaks. Do the consumers see any of those breaks at the pumps? Nada, none, zero. In fact, prices go up. Why don't they use their tax breaks instead of bonuses for their shareholders and wealthy corporate executives to lower the price of gasoline, Mr. President Trump? But so there might as well be a bright orange E for empty plastered to the top of President Trump's Twitter account to symbolize the empty rhetoric when it comes to actually making things better for the middle class. I hope, for the sake of the country, for the sake of average Americans, The president heeds our calls, takes responsibility for the damage he's done to the middle class, and takes immediate action to remedy this.
Oh, Mr. Schumer, could we back up the clock even a little bit more? Maybe back to about 2014. Gas prices were in the $2 range. Yes, now we go forward. And, oh, wait, who was in the office back 2014, 15? I think it was Obama and what's that other fella? Popcorn Biden. Yeah, that's it.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, he makes all these critical remarks about Trump. And I can tell you that on Memorial Day of 2020, the cost per gallon of gasoline was $1.89.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my point. 2014, they were in the $2 range. During the Obama-Biden administration, it shot up to $4. Trump's in. When he was standing in front of that pump in 2018, it was $3.89. Trump's policies had not taken full effect,
right?
Because we were OPEC dependent because of the previous administrations. But then Trump changed that. We became, as you remember, everybody knows it, we became, you know, oil independent.
He opened up the Keystone Pipeline. He opened up our reserves when we needed it, but we really didn't need our reserves that much because of the Keystone Pipeline. We opened up a large area for drilling, area that was prohibited during the Obama administration. And he got us to a point of being self-sufficient. We were generating our own oil. We didn't need the Middle East. We didn't need OPEC or Venezuela. Now this guy has us going down to Venezuela, hat in hand, head bowed. And by the way, Venezuelan crude is a dirty crude oil. It's a lousy, environmentally poor oil.
And we're doing business with a communist country. What?
Well, that doesn't seem to bother Joe. His best friends are in communist China.
When Joe took over, he shut down the Keystone. He closed off oil production in the United States. Our refining infrastructure has gone to hell in a handbasket. He's shutting down the offshore rigs. Mm-hmm. We are virtually not producing anything, if we are even producing anything right now. And natural gas to liquid production plant, the $8 billion plant they were building in Luzerne County in Pennsylvania, they broke ground on here a couple of months ago.
Right.
Just a few weeks ago, he shut it down because that was to take natural gas and make it into gasoline and help alleviate, you know, some of the gas crisis and even make us more independent. But Chuck, he shut it down.
Chuck Schumer, where is he now? Where is he now? Why isn't he saying the same thing about what Biden is doing? Well, I'll tell you, he could take the same script that he used against President Trump, just take out the word Trump, insert the word Biden, and it would be effective. But he's silent on that.
Well, you know what? You've got all these Democrats now going, well, it's really not Biden's fault. I mean, it's these big oil companies. Look at Great Britain. I mean, the U.K., their prices are even higher. So that proves that it's not Biden's fault. Wait a minute. Didn't we supply?
Yes.
Their oil? I don't think they produce it. They're dependent on everybody.
Well, they have some oil wells in the North Sea. They have some, but we do ship oil to many of our allies, France, Germany, England. So, you know, if we hurt, they're going to hurt. There's a ripple effect. It's not a matter of them. They are having higher gas prices in England because we are having a shortage on fuel here. It's just that simple. Now, this guy, Chuckle Schumer.
I love the guy, don't you?
Well, like, you know, he loves, like I said, being in front of a camera, but he can be dangerous.
Well, Satan wants his gatekeeper back. Chuck's got to go soon.
Well, I got to tell you, he got, yes, you heard yesterday that there was an assassination attempt on a Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh and his family. They were going to take out his family. And by the way, they had this kid apparently intended on binding the Supreme Court justice and torturing him before killing him. That's what I heard this morning. So it wasn't that he was just going to kill him. He was going to torture him, too. And but then he was going to commit
Democrat
suicide.
Way? Isn't that the Democrat way?
Yes. But I want you to think about something. This is Chuck Chuckles 2 years ago in front of the Supreme Court.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
That's Chuck Chuckles. Now, if a Republican did that in front of
the
Supreme Court, he would be in jail.
Yes.
This
You're
guy,
inciting
this guy,
violence.
No consequence for what he did. None. Now they're saying even yesterday, Mitch McConnell was pointing towards that remark as being part of the problem. And also, there are some people who believe that that remark was assigned to this assassin to do his thing, to get ready to do his thing. It was okay.
It is a sign. There are agents of destruction all over the place. Chuck Schumer being only one of those agents. Pelosi is another one. Her mouth needs to be shut and sealed forever. But you know what? When she loses, she becomes the minority. Even Democrats are saying she's going to resign early next year.
Don't count on it. Don't count on it, though, really.
Bill, not that witch.
Bill, she loves the spotlight. She loves the power. Even if she's minority leader next year, there's a certain amount of power to that. And unfortunately, the Republicans are always kinder to the other side when they're in power than the Democrats are to them when they are in power.
Well, you know what? They need to quit being so kind.
Well, Bill, just an example is what's going to happen tonight. The Republicans, Kevin McCarthy, he wanted to have key people on this committee, and they said, no, we reject those people. We don't want those people. By the way, one of the first times in recent history when a recommended panel member on a committee has been denied. Usually if there's a committee and both parties present their people to it, that's just automatic. Not anymore. Not in the environment we live in today. So we have a bunch of people tonight.
He's guilty before they even do their little tribunal, and it's not a fair tribunal. So
we have a bunch of people tonight who are going to be out to do one thing, to embarrass President Trump, to hopefully sway the people who aren't paying attention to agree with what they're presenting. And believe me, folks, even if you're not paying attention, stop for a second and think of where we're at. Why are they doing this? They're doing this because they have nothing else to present to the American people. Everything that the Democrats have touched in this administration has been one gigantic failure, one after another. They can't point to one success. So what they're trying to do is to take your attention away from their failures and point to the things like, bad man Trump. Bad blonde man Trump, you know, he's done some terrible things. And by the way, he didn't do any terrible things.
He didn't do any of what they're talking about. And you know what? All the evil and destruction that has happened in the past decade plus 2 years to 2022 has all been under Democratic control. And I'm not trying to sit there and say Republican good, Democrat bad. There's bad Republicans too. I'm just saying, you know, when D.C. was called a swamp, there's creatures on both sides, but the Democratic Party today is infiltrated by it. It's been taken over. And just because you might be a Democrat doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means, though, you need to take a good look at your party and quit playing partisan politics. It's just like I've got a long list of Republicans that are bad.
Yeah.
Bad. Need to be gone.
I agree 100%. Unfortunately, a lot of people, some friends of mine who have been lifelong Democrats, they just can't see beyond, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat, period. That's it. I'm a Democrat. And if they ever stopped and took a breath and looked around and saw what the heck was happening to our country and who is doing it to our country, they might have a different opinion. They might think differently.
Yeah, you don't have to change parties. Just take a look. Robert De Niro, they bring him in as a spokesperson about Biden, and he's sitting there going, well, you know, I have things in my life that I can't handle, but nothing compared to Biden. He is doing an excellent job considering everything that's going on. Mr. De Niro, Biden created this crap that he's swimming in.
I point to Tulsi Gabbard. She's a Democrat. She was a Democratic candidate. She is actually, she's an American. She's an American. I don't agree with everything she believes in, but she is a common sense American, and I would not feel unsafe if she were president.
No. I was talking to somebody last night. They didn't know who she was. I said, she is a smart lady. And I really believe, you know, I do think that maybe we need a woman that has a brain in the White House. Sorry, Kamala, but you don't. If something happens to Joe, you think we're screwed now. We're really screwed. She'll just sit there and cackle like a hyena with a problem.
Karine Jean-Pierre, we talked about the fact that she's going through a difficult time right now. She really tries. I mean, I have to give her an A for effort. She got up yesterday. I got to play this cut. She got up yesterday, and she defended the economy. She said the economy is in a better place than it has been historically. Listen.
What we're trying to say, what I'm trying to say to you, is that the economy is in a better place than it has been historically. And so we feel here at this administration, and other experts as well, is that we feel that we are in a good position to take on inflation. We are in a good position to really start really working on lowering prices.
And if you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn.
She is trying, but you know, I think she was set up, put in there. I think Psaki sat there and said, time to jump off this ship and set her up. And, you know, I don't know that she was or was not qualified for the job. Mm. But what I am saying is they're not giving her any ammunition to, you know, to work with. And I'm like going, so I kind of feel sorry for her.
And you could almost see the snickers on the reporters in the press room. And for the most part, they're kind of on her side, but it was such a ridiculous comment. The economy is in a better place than it has been historically. You got to be kidding.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
We're headed toward a depression.
Her job is to shovel sunshine. Unfortunately, there is no sunshine.
So we know what she's shoveling. But congratulations to Karine Jean-Pierre for doing that with a straight face.
You know, the fact that you said straight faces.
I think she was shoved in there because Jen Psaki pulled the ripcord. She said, oh.
Yeah, she jumped off.
I got to get out of this, and I got to do it right away. So, an interesting thing. You saw the Matthew McConaughey speech from the podium in the White House press room. And immediately I thought, You've got to be kidding, Matthew. I mean, you made every movie that you've made has had a gun in it. And so I did a little research. I got to read this to you. Matthew McConaughey has used 18 guns in 11 movies over 25 years. Now you're saying, oh, come on, Jim. You're just making that up. No, I want to read this to you. He used a single action Army revolver in Lone Star, The Newton Boys, Free State of Jones. He used a Browning Auto 5 semi-automatic shotgun in The Newton Boys. He used an M1911 A1 semi-automatic pistol in U571. He used a Thompson machine gun in U571, a Mossberg 500 shotgun in Rain of Fire, and the list goes on and on. A Colt MK4 Series 70 automatic pistol in Mud. He used a Remington Model 1100 semi-automatic shotgun in Mud, a Beretta 92FS semi-automatic pistol in the Dallas Buyers Club, Winchester Model 912 pump-action shotgun in the Dallas Buyers Club. He used a Colt 1860 Army revolver in Free State of Jones, a 12-gauge double-barreled shotgun in Free State of Jones, and a Heckler & Koch USP compact semi-automatic pistol in the gentleman. That's the list. And he's up on the podium telling us that guns are bad. And for goodness sakes, folks, come on.
You know, that is like Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming the spokesperson for gay pride. I don't know. It just doesn't work.
I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger could ever get up on the podium and make a pitch like Matthew did, because I think Arnold owns a tank.
Yes,
I think he owns a tank. So
he couldn't do it.
It would be hard to say to people, put away your semi-automatics, because he's got a tank in his driveway.
Who was it? Seth Meyers the other night. You know, he was talking about the AR-15. I think it was Seth Meyers, because he apologized for it. But he said, yeah, AR-15s, they're assault rifles. That's what the AR is for. And somebody corrected him, and he was going, oh, well, I'm sorry I made a mistake, but I don't give up. And you know, well, Seth, thank you for the apology. And quite honestly, according to the ratings, Americans don't give up about you.
Well,
you know, so take your AR thought the hell off the air.
They want the American people, the good American people, who don't do anything bad with their weapons. They want them to disarm. They want to take guns away from the average Joe who does nothing wrong, maybe goes hunting, maybe just likes having them in a gun cabinet in his rec room. But in the meantime, there are going to be a lot of criminals out there who are not going to give up their guns, who are going to have their guns to commit crime and to terrorize people. And they don't really talk about that. And why do they want to take away your guns? Because it's easier to make you subservient as a people.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to be. Look at every other country who had its guns taken away. Germany during World War II. Even recently in Australia, it was much easier for the government to control the people during the pandemic, and they really clamped down on Australia to a point that people had never seen before, because those people didn't have any weapons.
Yeah. You know, we had a conversation yesterday. You're probably not prepared. I am not a historian, but I know we went back to World War One.
I am. No.
And yes. Well, you knew a lot about what was going on. And I said, damn, that's pretty damn interesting. I can't weigh in because I don't know that history, but it made a lot of sense to now.
Yeah. After World War One, Germany, they were put in a tough situation by the victors of World War One, because the victors of World War One decided that they wanted Germany to pay for all the damage from the war.
Right.
I mean, billions and billions of dollars in damage. And we're talking about billions when a billion was a billion. I mean, it was serious.
Which is bigger than a trillion now.
Exactly. And Germany just couldn't do it. So what do? They started to print money. Weimar government, they started to print money when they needed it. And they needed it a lot. And so what happened is the money became useless. It became worthless. And the country was crushed by this depression, this recession that was put into because of World War One. And it made for a situation that was ripe for Adolf Hitler and his cronies. The people were looking for somebody, anybody, to rescue them from this terrible situation that they were in. They had gone through a devastating war. Now they had money that was worthless. They had everything was too expensive to buy. They couldn't pay for anything. Food was, does this sound familiar? Food
yeah,
was
really
hard
does.
To find. Baby food was probably hard to find. I mean, these things, it wasn't a good time. And it made for an environment that was ripe for Adolf Hitler, who came along and said, wait a second, I can fix this. I can get you out of this mess. I can make Germany proud again. And they jumped on it. They looked at Hitler like, oh my goodness. And you know, in the beginning, he was pretty amazing. He put the Autobahn together, the road system, the first major highway system in the world was in Germany, the Autobahn. And everyone else kind of looked at Germany and said, hey, it's a good idea. Over in the U.S., we started making interstate roads similar to the Autobahn. And they started to put people back to work in Germany. They started to make the money be worth something again. And initially, they liked Hitler. Initially, they thought the world of Hitler.
I hate to tell you this, there are still people today that think that he was a good guy there.
Well, I can tell you one thing. All you have to do is look at, look at Auschwitz, look at Bergen-Belsen, any one of the death camps, and you realize just how evil this guy was.
He was.
You know? But anyway, that's what kind of, we're in a similar environment right now, folks. This guy has put us into a situation where we have people invading our country. I think they heard one of the biggest incursions into our country is going to happen maybe today or tomorrow on the southern border. And they're just going to come across. No consequence. They'll get on airplanes and we'll fly them to wherever they want to go. Give them a few bucks, give them some vouchers, and wish them the best of luck. And that'll be that. And we're going to have gas prices will continue to go up. This is not this is a terrible time that this inept presidency has put us in. If you were one of the handful of people who voted for this guy, you should, I would be ashamed if I did it. If I voted for this guy and seen what he's done to our wonderful country, you don't have to like Trump. You don't have to like his mannerisms. You don't have to like his ego or his hair or his tan or the fact that he's garishly wealthy. You don't have to like that. But you got to love what he did to our country. You got to love the fact that we had lower gas prices, low unemployment. People were making a great living and people were doing well until that stupid pandemic came along, and a lot of people believe that was intentional. We can go on and on and on, but you have to look at what Biden has done, and there isn't one damn thing he's done that's good.
No, there's not. And speaking of the pandemic, Bill Gates came out and says, the world got lucky with the pandemic, but it's going to take $1 billion a year to prevent the next pandemic. I want to put my finger in my mouth to the side and go,
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
I got to tell
you. That's a ransom.
Did you see where they're trying to figure out what's causing a lot of young people to die mysteriously in Australia? A lot of young people are dying suddenly in Australia, and they don't know why. And some people are pointing to the vaccine. I hope that's not the case.
I hope so not either. You know, I found something by accident. I don't have the proof right here, but you could do random studies with Google or not yes. Google. Well, it is Google and YouTube, our friends. YouTube, even though they have their code that you have to follow, which they don't follow, with anything that can endanger a child, anything that is misleading, or can cause people to do harmful things. There are actually videos on there that promote hate, violence, gun use, and explosives. There's even videos on there for anybody to see where you can go to the hardware store, take a can, and get a couple of products and make a bomb or grenade.
And they're not pulled. They're not pulled.
No, and these videos that are on there are encouraging to young kids. Hey, you know what? When things don't go your way, you can light up a family, burn them down. You know what? When things don't go your way, you can blow up the place.
So in the meantime,
you know what? You can set yourself on fire or commit suicide. All these videos were easy to find.
In the meantime, you and I post a show which we have put together with facts, right? And the show may mention, it may say that the election of 2020 was possibly a fraud.
Yeah, it's an opinion.
And they pull it.
Yeah, but here's the other thing that's going on. It goes deeper. It's the gun that we got to get rid of. Why are these 18-year-old kids going out and killing? Or how about the guy that tried to kill Kavanaugh? Well, because these messages are there on social platforms, and even Schumer's diatribe that he went out there and said, you've unleashed. Well, yeah, he unleashed, and YouTube is the propaganda machine, which is owned by Google, and they are not regulated. They regulate themselves.
They selectively pull whoever they want to pull. If we say something that they don't like, they yank it.
Right. And they see everything that you do. Friends, you know, they do need to be regulated. I hate to ask for more regulation, but they do have to be regulated. Friends, Google and YouTube need to go and be replaced. And everybody that works at Google, everybody needs to come out in shackles.
I have three words for you. Duck, duck, go.
I use Brave. It's another one.
I use DuckDuckGo, and it's they don't censor you. They don't throttle you.
They can throttle you. I'm looking for the one called KMA to use.
KMA, what's that, Bill?
Kiss.
Okay. We got it.
You are slow, boy.
I'm sorry. I was trusting. Hey, listen, that's going to do it for today. We should point out that the thing tonight, the committee thing, I would suggest watching a movie or maybe a baseball game. Watch something else. Don't waste your time watching this, because the fewer people who watch it, the less of these things you'll see. This is pure propaganda, folks. This thing tonight is nothing more than propaganda. So do yourself a favor and pass on it, because I know I said I was going to watch it for you a couple of days ago, but I thought about it and thought, nope.
Why waste your time?
I'm not going to waste my time. So I'll get the cliff notes on it during tomorrow's program, during show prep, and we'll talk about it, but I'm not wasting my time watching these guys embarrass the country. With that, my friend, I think we're going to pull the plug on this one. What do you think?
I think we will. I'm going to, top it off with two little scams going on quick. Gas prices high. This story out of Pittsburgh, where they're talking about the scammers are coming in saying, oh, yeah, we're from the government. You might get an email. You might get a text saying, yes, you can get this discount card. It is a scam. There is no program to get you free gas or to give you a gas card. They just want your credit. Costco pointed out the fact that there is a clone site that looks exactly like Costco. So you give your credit card information, you buy stuff, and it ain't there. Because they take your money and they're duplicating other online stores. Exactly.
Well, is that it? Out of Pittsburgh, by the way, huh?
The news story came from Pittsburgh, but it's nationwide.
Oh, okay.
Coming to your computer soon.
I only say that, folks, because I
kind Pittsburgh's a great town. It's a great town.
It really is. It really is. Hey, listen, I will see you tomorrow. We'll do it all again, and we'll keep doing it until we get it right.
Oh, well, we'll be here a long time.
I know.
I can tell you that right now.
Have a good one, my friend.
You too. Adios, amigo.